It's been a long week for those of you that have been at every service. So I'm going to keep this short. You can applaud now if you want. That gospel in today's resurrection story hit me quite hard. I do a lot of funerals for various people, not only Catholics. Death is always the hardest thing to talk about and to console people with. But today, there's something different about it. The difference is Christ has conquered death. And as Easter people, we believe that death is just a transition to the new life in Christ. Everything around the services this week is very staged. We walk through it in slow order. But in today's gospel, people aren't walking through it. They're running through it. The gospel says Mary Magdala went to visit the tomb. And when she found that Jesus wasn't there, or his body wasn't there, she ran. She ran to tell the apostles that Christ was no longer dead. And in the same way, when she ran to Peter and told him the Lord was not in the tomb. And Jesus, in his turn, ran to the tomb. And I think the question we ask ourselves, do we run as Easter people to the Lord? Do we run to our friends? On Good Friday, I talked about the outstretched arms of Jesus, whether it be on the cross, in the crucifixion, or the cross behind us as the risen King. Holding your arms out tells everyone the story. It tells of love. It tells of the embrace. It tells of the openness you have for Jesus. That's the positive side of Easter as we look at the cross. So do we run and sing hallelujah, as the refrains are just in the after Easter period? We say alleluia, alleluia at the end. They're songs of praise. We're here this morning, and so many here this morning, to give praise to God. How does that relate to death still? When I went home last night, I was watching the news, and they were doing a sequence about Ukraine having spent a year at war. And I just wondered how much love the people have for each other in Ukraine in their turmoil. And the deaths that they have to face. It finished talking about the Ukrainian soldier that was executed. I think most of you will have seen that on television. And they were saying, who is it? Who was the man? But he didn't fear death. And death is something we should not fear, because today Christ has overcome death. But before he was shot, he said, "Glory to Ukraine." We, in the same way, do not fear death and say, "Glory to God through his Son, Jesus Christ, death and resurrection." I wish you all a happy Christmas, a peaceful Christmas, a joyous, Christmas. I knew I'd get that bit wrong. Sorry, Easter. I've had too much chocolate already. So sorry, a happy Easter. And I hope when you leave here, you're careful and you don't go running. I'd hate for anyone to trip over and fall. But please, please, enjoy the rest of the holidays. And on behalf of Father Joseph, I bet everyone was expecting me to say Father Anthony then. Father Joseph and Deacon Ray and myself, we wish you all the best.